No, like I told you before, white lady come out from Tallahassee, you know. Of course, a lot of people in Tallahassee know me. And she come out here from Tallahassee. She's in Montana. She come out here, Mr. Rain said, I just come out here to talk with you. Said, I ain't hunting there. I just come to talk with you. So I saw you pitching the Democrat and saw one place there where you ain't never had a fuss with nobody. And said, now, I want to know how you do that many people that you handle. I handle a lot of people, money and different things, secretary for different lodges and things. And I said, lady, I just outsmart her. She said, how you do that? I said, well, I watch every conversation. And if me and you start a conversation leading up to a fuss, I change off on something else.
That's pretty tricky.
And I say, I make it a part to be nice to everybody, white and black.
Yep.
I treat everybody one straight way. Mm-hmm. And it take a mighty mean fella to, if you be nice to him, he ain't nice to you back.
Yep. Yep.
And I told him if I sit side a fella and he don't give me a smile, I loan him one of mine, he might pay it back.
That's good. Who are you making these andirons for now? You mentioned a lady ordered.
I don't know his name. I mean, it's a white man out of Osceola down there. Uh-huh. I can't think of his name now.
Now, is he selling them for you, or does he just want them for himself?
He just want them for himself.
Yeah.
And I made a pair last year for Miss Simpson. And, I mean, last Monday,
yeah.
I made them. And, well, I made 12 pair for mail cat out of Thomasville, Mr. Let me see what his name is. Mac Flores.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mail cat out of Thomasville. I made 12 pair for him, but he just resell them. That's what he do, because he run a store.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to find something to make them out of now. I used to make them out of car axles and pick up iron like that. See, now if you had to buy a piece of iron, that heavy, it cost right smart to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get the iron for these?
Well, I got one of them from Mr. Brock down there, and then I had one around here. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Brock had some of it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I made him one to piece the on his. And let me see, I got that here.
Okay.
Let me see if I had a picture. See now this here?
Uh-huh.
Had this end what like this here. And this is in, well it had to fit right down in a piece of cast that the frame, the dog part of it. And see, that had to be hammered just like that.
Boy,
to go.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some job.
Yeah, had to hammer just like that. And you couldn't force it down there. It had to go down there just fit because it bust that casting.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite of a job, you know. Hammer that sharp like that and bend it just like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever make special things for people? Do people come see you and say they want you to make a hinge that looks like an old-fashioned one or something like
yes,
that?
Yes. Let's see. I thought I showed you one.
Uh-uh.
Let's see here. Wait. I had to make 94 pairs, just like this.
94?
You know this old historical building, old Warwick Summons building,
yeah.
Right in front of the courthouse,
yeah.
Right in front of the post office.
Yeah.
But I made all them hanges for that thing, and made all them things what you call tie bags.
Yep.
And you know, thing would hold the wind, hold
the shutters open.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I made all them for that.
Boy, 94 pair like
94,
that.
94. That's like this.
How long did that take you to do?
Well, I don't know. It takes you probably about 3 or 4 days on for it. See now that's not welded in there. It just have to get this sot like this. You dry this in there while it's this hot.
I see.
And then it'll swing down like swinging a towel on a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll get a, it'll stay that in right there. That's what. But anybody look at it, think it's welded in, but it's not welded in there. Biggest time is cutting this out. You know, cutting this out.
Yeah.
Then you have to bend this and take a hacksaw and cut it through the, go down in there.
What's the most unusual thing somebody ever asked you to make? Did anybody ever ask you to make something that just seemed crazy?
You see, man. But I tell you, I don't know different things I make for people. I used to make gun stocks. And if I could tell, I used to make gun springs and used to make knife blades and all that pocket knife blade and everything like that.
Oh, can you, now that we've got the tape machine on, can you tell us again about the fish jig here?
Now,
we didn't have that tape machine on before.
Oh, well, this here, I expect this here 20 or 30 years old. I made this long time ago, what they call a six-prong jig. But I make them now out of, I make them out of pitchfork, a four-prong pitchfork, or either a six-prong. I made a six-prong one last week for a fella. I made a four-prong one to geek blackfish with them. A geek trout, anything that could come along and you see them.
They use those in the river around here?
Now.
They use them in the rivers around
yes,
here?
Yes, ma'am. They use them in the river. And you use them in the river. They go down there and geek them fish. A lot of them. What's that? Now, like, see this build on there, you hammer that thing out, and then crook it back and weld it. Crook it back and weld it, and that'll leave this build here like that. Mm-hmm. You see, when you slam it in the fish, that build won't let it come out. It
sticks in there.
And you can pull him out.
Yeah.
Wasn't for that build, when you stick it in, when you pull it back, you couldn't get him off it because he could jump off there. Yeah, you lift a lot of them out the water like that.
A lot of people around here use those when they fish?
Yes, and that's smart of them use them.
I never seen that before where I come from. They didn't use those.
Yes, ma'am. That was a geese. We had an old fella named Ben Gruber. He'd get up the tree and get big old trouts and everything. He'd get in it. That's like you go up the tree and shoot trouts.
Yeah.
He'd go up the tree and have that long gig. And just slam it right down on the fish when he come under the tree. You can see him better when he up on the...
Yeah, you see down into the water.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. I've been down to Silver Spring several times and then down there where they are. Quite down them glass bottom boats.
Yeah.
Silver Spring, that's pretty.
Do you do much fishing yourself?
No, I went to fishing in 1913. I didn't go back no more until in 42. I was teaching blacksmith welding up for what's called the fence work, you know. Uh-huh. And I was teaching in Brook Kind and Thomas Kind and then this kind. And Baker come down here and meet him, went to fishing. I caught four big old brim, and I ain't been back since.
That's been a long time ago.
Yeah, a lot of white people, all these white people got private phones, tell them I can go in them, but I don't never go.
Yeah.
Bill Flowers up there, he got four flies. Mr. Bill Flowers would run the bread man, Flowers Bacon Company. He told me I wanted his pond I could go in, but I knew he'd go.
Yeah, yeah. Do you do much gardening?
Yes, I had pretty good garden. I had my garden way down there back of the patch. But last year I paid $40 to get it up to the house, and I got sick and I didn't have much gardening. Mm.
Why'd you pay $40 to have it plowed out, or?
No, to have it. I bought some wire and garden wire and moved it up to the house.
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
And the posts. Yeah.
What do you usually raise in your garden?
What
do you grow?
Well, I grow okra and tomatoes and greens, collards and turnips and rutabaga. That's what I grow.
You mentioned you and your brother used to make baskets. How'd you learn how to make the white oak baskets?
Well, we just see the other people doing that, learning to do it ourselves. Yeah.
How long ago has that been?
Oh, that's been a long time. I ain't been made a basket in, I expect, 25 years.
Yeah. Did you used to make quite a lot of them?
Even most brothers used to make rest more of them.
What, cotton baskets?
Yes, ma'am. There used to be a lot of cotton around here. And then people used a lot of them hauling corn and different things, you know. But now, see, you got these corn breakers and things. Now they don't hardly need no basket. Yeah.
They don't grow too much cotton around here anymore.
No, they ain't grow no cotton around here in a long time.
Why is that?
Well, it just costs so much to get it picked and one stuff and another. I don't reckon you ever see none of this cotton. You ever see the sweet potato called nigger killer?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's a red tater, just as red as blood. The tater, the outside of it just as red as blood. And then inside is white. Inside is white just like, just white. Yeah. Most of the other taters are red looking, but that nigger killer is white inside. I don't know where they got that name from, called a nigger killer.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, and then they got seen some cotton, looked just like it's white cotton, but the stalking thing was red, just like blood.
Huh?
And the last cotton I see like that about 3 years ago was up here to near this other place up there.
Up in Georgia?
Near Food Valley, Georgia. But they used to raise a lot of cotton around here. But now the most they raise around here now is watermelon and peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And corn, they all have food and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they raise a lot of what they call soybeans. Hey, matey. Huh?
They're gonna send me $4.28 when they send it, I give it to you.
Let me hear what she said.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they're gonna send it $4.28.
Yeah. My dad used to have a lot of goats.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, God. He had 100 head of goats one time.
What'd he do? He had raised them for the milk?
No, kill them and eat them.
Oh, for the meat.
I raised up eating goats. I don't eat them now, but I've had them a minute. And after he got rid of all of his, then us had to go buy them. Us used to go in to old man Milton and Allison and all of them and get them 50 cents a piece. And boy, old goat.
How'd you cook up goat meat?
Now.
How do you cook up goat meat?
Well, we just cook it up like you would. See, now we used to skin him good, but if you don't let the hide strike him, you know, and don't let the hide strike his meat when you skin it, then you cut him up, and then a lot of them parboil him, you know, boil him in a pot, and then by done, and take it and bake it.
Mm. I see.
That way we used to bake it just like you would baking a ham or something. Oh, we used to eat a lot of them. I ate none for years and years.
I never have had any goat
and
meat.
And then I raised up eating beef head, cow head.
Huh.
My daddy, man, somebody had to let him have a cow head. And he used to get them old mullet fish 3 or 4 quarters, that big one like that. You know, food these little grass mullet like they do now. They get them old big and 3 or 4 quarters.
That's a good price.
Oh, yes.
Sure is.
Then people used to go for what they call the bay. This here road go right straight on down through Lamont, just like that, right on down to what they call the bay. And used to call it the old salt road. And they would come along here, people out of Georgia and everywhere, and want to buy some salt fish? And one time they sold Papa 100 for a dollar.
Whoa!
Lord help.
What kind of fish would that have been?
That would be a salt fish, you know, cut him open with them old big mullets,
uh-huh.
Cut his head open, cut him open in the back, split his back, and that just leave him open and have him salted down.
I see.
And they call it salt fish.
I see.
And we used to eat them great goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, but I don't know things. You could get all that, say, now you could get 10 for a dollar, and sometimes 20 for a dollar, and sometimes 100 for a dollar. No. But that dollar is just hard to get now. And so the thing now, like I tell you, with people working and people getting a check, it ain't as high as it was then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the fellow said, standing at the counter, say he seen the time he could get that pound of steak for 10 cents. He didn't have 10 cents. He says, now it's a dollar. Give me a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Could get a pound for a dollar quicker than could a pound for 10 cents.
Yep. That's true.
Yes, Chris. I put shoes on a many horses for 50 cents. with just the front, mm-hmm. and trim the back for 50 cents. Mm-hmm. If I shoot horses now, I could really make some money.
You could.
Oh, God, yeah. Miss Jewel Lewis got at me the other day about coming over that trimming horse's foot, but since she heard I was sick, I mm-hmm. and I told her I just couldn't fool with it.
Yeah. You drive still?
Ma'am.
Do you still drive?
Yes, ma'am. I drive a little. I'd be scared. I don't drive a long way. I drive from here to Monticello, mm-hmm. like that. But, like, see, now that girl carried my niece to Tallahassee to the doctor today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you shouldn't drive too far. Are you by
no,
yourself?
No, ma'am. What I'm talking about, I'm scared yeah. by myself.
Because you might get that dizziness while
yes,
you're driving.
Yes, I drive slow. Yeah. So if I feel it coming on, I can turn off. Mm-hmm. But one time I was down there to the food way last year when it first started, and I was coming back up the county